Tulum?
So Tulum was, from the get-go, one of the sites that I really wanted to see. And so I guess for that fact, it was one of the most disappointing, I guess. Because I had seen a lot of images of Tulum, and they were really impressive images. This sort of idea of a beautiful turquoise blue ocean with an abandoned beach and this stark, desolate ruin on a cliff. It's an amazing thing. But the reality of the Tulum site is very different. And it's sort of in the vein of a, I guess, long-standing and also just very pervasive aspect of Mexico that, you know, pretty much any place cool enough winds up with so many tourists that most Mexicans can't see it and don't want to see it, and the thing that it was is no longer there. So we got there a bit later than we'd planned. We'd wanted to get there at 8 in the morning right away to try and avoid some of the crowds. But honestly, like thinking about Uxmal? No.
Yeah. What about the room that we got to at 8?
Yeah.
Uxmal?
Right.
Chichen Itza?
We got there at 8 and it was like, great, we've avoided the crowds. And 5 minutes later, there were tons of people there. Maybe less, sure, but
yeah. I don't think the cruise ships from Cozumel would have had time to get down there. But still.
I don't know. I suspect we can't prove this, but my suspicion is that Tulum is just incredibly crowded at any time of any day. And yeah, it was sort of more of the Disneyfication of the ruins. You know, with prices that most Mexicans can't afford except for on the free day, with ruins that are so full of tourists that you can't really experience them in the way that you'd want to.
And the golf course green grasses. It's a very well-maintained grass.
Yeah, the grass, I mean, that was sort of what the nature of this seaside site. It is not in the jungle, it's in this different terrain.
Oh, I just thought it was millimeter perfect.
Right, right. But, yeah, so the ruins at Tulum weren't really that interesting. There were some parts with some frescoes that were well-preserved. The main pyramid, which is a fairly interesting pyramid you can't really get any close to. They have a beach that you can swim right there, but it's a bit crowded and you can just go out and down to another free beach that's fairly close, so I wouldn't really recommend that. But, yeah, it was just, I don't like big crowds. I really don't like big crowds, and Tulum felt very crowded and very commercialized. But there were much fewer vendors. The vendors were not allowed within, because it's such a site, and basically just because they have to shove so many tourists through the site of Tulum. There's so many tourists that literally there's one entrance to the walled city and then another, which is the exit, and it's just shove people across the site. And they just have tours and tours and tours. And there's so many tour groups that, like, they just pull them off of the, you know, they can't stand around on the trail to talk about the site, so they just have, like, one group pull off on the left side of the trail, and then another group pull on the right side of the trail, and so
English
then...
English people, come over here, come over here!
It's like sort of herds of sheep, but they're tourists. So, yeah, I was really disappointed that this stark and beautiful site that I had seen in all these photos was not the ruin as it exists.
I mean, I think that the location is beautiful, and even the buildings aren't that excitingly different. Just the way that they sit next to the ocean is really pretty.
And it's very distinctive from some other sites that we've seen. I mean, similar to the site of Xicaret, which we'll talk about later.
Who knows?